All right. Wound up watching the fights from UFC last night. And I'm going to just talk the last two fights. Make it real quick. I might even make this 2 minutes. Moreno and Figueroa. I was upset at Moreno's. I don't know if it was bravado. I don't know if it was ego with him not checking those left calf kicks. If they counted that as significant strikes, then I personally understand why they gave Figueroa the win. If we're just talking rounds total, we're going to do it like we just battle rap. 3-2, right? Figueroa. With the last fifth round being even. Moreno got dropped twice, and I know that's one of the reasons that they gave him the win. I'm okay with it, right? I was okay with it being a draw. And or Moreno. I really was. I really personally wasn't okay with Figueroa winning, even though he did drop him twice. Moreno was the aggressor. And honestly, when Figueroa was the aggressor and when Moreno landed, Figueroa stopped. Moreno landed more. No, he didn't. Figueroa landed more in terms of actual landing and percentages. Moreno was just more active. I wanted more, both of them to, you know, be a little more decisive in what was going on. But I did notice that Figueroa couldn't take the punches. But that calf kick was phenomenal. It was phenomenal. And I believe that if Moreno would have did more, dropped him maybe, or just tagged him a little bit more cleanly, he would have won the fight. Judging was a little weird to me. The only thing I didn't like about that, the decision or deliberation, whatever you call that, was the fact that they said that it was unanimous. Fight was very close the entire time, even with the two knockdowns. It was very close. We go to the championship fight with Cyril and Ngannou. I like the fight, right? It was quote unquote boring because you know, people wanted to see Cyril get knocked out, and or they wanted to see Cyril knock Ngannou out. That wasn't gonna happen because of the way that they fought. It was good to see Francis have that uptick in game and him actually mature and learn how to wrestle. John Jones started talking shit before the end of the fight. Started talking at the beginning of the fight. And they said, oh, if this is the heavyweight's future, then I'm about to bring more records. We got to see you fight first. One thing, before round four, the fight was actually going to Cyril's favor. I mean, Francis actually got one other round, right? Even this fight was a 3-2. For Francis, and I like Cyril a lot. That's one of my favorite up and coming heavyweight fighter. And I don't believe that, you know, a loss makes you anything. I think a loss should teach you. So he needs to go and get his wrestling defense up. Not a lot, because he was doing really good with it. He got tired. I noticed that, and he needs to get his jiu-jitsu game up. He also needs to have his the fight IQ with him going for that heel hook. Was something that's going to happen because he is so new to the sport. He's going to get that with training. He's going to get that with fighting. He got to help. He got to keep his head high. 7 fights in, undefeated, 10 total. You won the Intercontinental. You won the interim title, and then you fought the champion, and you did not get your schmack beat out you. You literally, you know, you were doing your thing. You caught him a couple of times. It's just that at some point, Cyril is going to have to not point fight, because you can't point fight. You can't point fight everybody. You can point fight a lot of guys, but there are some guys that has the hammer, and there are some guys that are going to be able to take it out of you like this fight. But this is going to force him to evolve. I don't know what Francis is going to do after this. He talked about boxing. I know he's 35. He's probably going to feel like he doesn't have a lot of time left with combat sports in general. So we're going to see what's going to happen with that. Everybody thinks that he's going to pull, I forgot who they said, that he's going to take this title and leave, which is fine. Go ahead and give Cyril Gane the title and let him learn at the top. That would be a lot. It would be interesting because you're going to have to feed him the hungriers. The hungries is what I meant the entire time. But that's all I got. I made it longer than I thought I would, and I'm actually happy about that. Rapper AM. Angry Man 410, Angry Dad 410, Angry Mon 410. Y'all got it. Peace. I love y'all.